musician Neil Young was born on this date in 1945 in Toronto. The Canadian guitarist, singer, and songwriter is best known for his eclectic sweep from solo folky to grungy guitar rocker. Young performed in bands since his teens and later as a soloist in Toronto coffee houses. He arrived in Los Angeles in 1966 and joined the group Buffalo Springfield. His 1969 solo debut, Neil Young, sold poorly but staked out ambitious musical territory. Its follow-up, Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, teamed Young with the garage band Crazy Horse. Soon he joined Crosby, Stills, and Nash, who had already released their first hit album. Following the release of the quartet's first album, Deja Vu, Young penned and sang Ohio, an anthem that rallied campus activists after National Guardsmen killed four anti-war demonstrators at Kent State University in May of 1970. During the next decade, Young released more albums including After the Gold Rush, Harvest, and Live Rust, a live recording with Crazy Horse. He continued to be an artistic chameleon, releasing in quick succession the acoustic Hawks and Doves, the punkish Reactor, and the proto-techno Trance. On 1989's Freedom, he resurrected the social engagement and musical conviction of earlier triumphs such as Ohio. This disc marked yet another creative resurgence for Young and brought him a younger audience. In 1995, Young was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2001, Young responded to the September 11th attacks with Let's Roll, a song honoring passengers' efforts to foil the hijacking of one of the planes used in the attack. Having fathered two sons with cerebral palsy, Young helped establish and support the Bridge School in San Francisco to help meet the needs of those challenged by the disease. A self-taught electrical engineer who invented an innovative switching system for model trains, Young also dedicated himself in the early 21st century to developing an automobile that would not be dependent on fossil fuels. The Epperson v. Arkansas case was brought to a close on this date in 1968 when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Arkansas's Initiated Act No. 1 unconstitutional. The act, which allowed the state to ban the teaching of evolution in public schools, was challenged by Susan Epperson, a biology teacher at Central High School in Little Rock. The case was 2 years old by the time it reached the Supreme Court, having passed lower courts that each gave a different ruling. Ellis Island closed on this date in 1954 after processing more than 20 million immigrants since opening in New York Harbor in 1892. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.